Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, December 12th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Aaron Rodgers saga continues. Head coach Mike McCarthy watched Rodgers practice on a limited basis again on Wednesday, and they'll know more on his plan for the week on Thursday.
Aaron still is not medically cleared, and that's really, I think it's important to stay in tune with that because the topic of is he playing in the game versus is he medically cleared, they're two totally different issues. So Aaron's obviously very important to our organization. He's the face of our franchise. And until he's medically cleared, just like any other player going through a significant injury, that's where the focus will be.
Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo understands what Rodgers is going through for in 2010. He suffered a displaced fracture, much more serious, of his left collarbone and missed more than half the season. Romo knows how hard it is to determine when it feels right.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It really doesn't necessarily, obviously the discomfort, and if you're feeling it at all, you can't come back and play. But even more so than that, even when you get relatively where you feel like it's pain-free, it still doesn't mean you're ready to play just because it's such an easy thing to hurt again.
That's what the Packers are afraid of. So Matt Flynn continues to prepare as a starting quarterback for the third week in a row.
Yeah, it was good. It was, anytime you can get some reps and get some practice, it's always good, especially, being fairly new here for the past couple weeks. So it's always good to get in there and get some reps. And felt like there was good energy at practice today, and everyone was, had a little extra juice to their step.
Green Bay and Dallas meet on Sunday at AT&T Stadium in Washington, D.C. Redskins head coach Mike Shanahan is shutting down Robert Griffin III for the remainder of the season. He's been sacked 24 times in the last five games, and RG3 talks about what he was told by the coach.
Just wanted to make sure that I got to the offseason free of injury and so that I can have a really good offseason this year, this upcoming offseason, and that's it.
Kirk Cousins will be the starting quarterback for Washington, likely the rest of the way. Final Thursday night game of the NFL season on tap as the Denver Broncos host the San Diego Chargers. In college basketball, fourth-ranked Wisconsin stayed perfect, dominating UW-Milwaukee 78-52 at the Kohl Center. Ben Brust at 18 points, 16 in the first half when he did not miss a shot. 6 of 6 from the floor, 4 for 4 from beyond the arc. Frank Kaminsky added 16, Sam Decker a dozen as Wisconsin improves to 11-0. Their best start in 20 years. Kyle Kelm led the Panthers with 17. They're 9-3. Top-ranked Arizona beat New Mexico State 74-48. Third-ranked Ohio State over Bryant College 86-48. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks were routed by the San Antonio Spurs at the Bradley Center 109-77. Tim Duncan, 21 points, 16 rebounds in just 24 minutes. Spurs shot 52% from the floor. Duncan says they just went to work.
Every game we go into, we don't worry so much about who we're playing, but about what we're going to put out there on the floor and how we're going to do it. Good focus night for us, a good execution night for us. And as I said, we came with the right energy. Got some great energy from Jeff, and guys off the bench came in and really played well.
Nate Walters off the bench led the Bucks with 18 points, not a single starter in double figures for head coach Larry Drew.
I didn't think we competed very well at the very beginning. I thought the second unit came in and gave us some energy. But by that time, it was just too big of a deficit to overcome. We did not compete on a high level.
Bucks are 5-17 on the season. They will host Chicago on Friday night. Bulls fall in New York to the Knicks 83-78. Carmelo Anthony with 30. It was Orlando 92, Charlotte 83. The LA Clippers beat Boston 96-88. Doc Rivers returning to the TD Garden. Chris Paul led with 22. Oklahoma City over Memphis 116-100. It was Minnesota 106, Philadelphia 99. Kevin Love 26 points, 15 rebounds. Golden State beat Dallas 95-93. Steph Curry with 33 points. His final two on a jumper with a second and a half to play.
It's a big win for us just to protect home court. We had a couple bad losses here against Memphis Memphis and Portland, and just snuck out one against Toronto. So we haven't been playing as well here as we should be, and to be able to come back and find a way to win this game was huge.
Utah over Sacramento, 122-101. New Orleans in overtime beat Detroit, 111-106. Jason Smith, 22 points and 16 boards. On the ice, the LA Kings get by the Toronto Maple Leafs, 3-1. Chicago Blackhawks erupt for 5 goals in the second period to beat the Philadelphia Flyers, 7-2. Captain Jonathan Toews on the Hawks, rolling, leading the NHL in wins and points.
We know it's there, and we know that when everyone's going and everyone has that confidence, that you see that that's the potential we have as a team. So, like I said, it's nice for everyone's confidence. It's nice for, I think, our collective confidence as a team.
Anaheim Ducks beat the Minnesota Wild 2-1. Baseball news. Corey Hart leaving the Milwaukee Brewers after 9 seasons, including an all-star year. He signs a 1-year free agent contract with the Seattle Mariners. Brewers general manager Doug Melvin, on the winter meetings wrapping up Thursday in Orlando, has acquired only one player of note, left-handed pitcher Will Smith from the Kansas City Royals, although he's looking for more.
The prices on free agent pitchers are going up, and the years are going up on them, but so we're looking at that. I'd like to have a couple guys with some experience. I'd like to try to get one more left-hander.
Mariners also acquired Logan Morrison from Miami. Bartolo Colon signs a 2-year, $20 million free agent deal with the New York Mets. And Major League Baseball is considering a rule change to prevent collisions at home plate. That rule could take effect as soon as the 2014 season. And Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute has signed a contract with the NCAA to host the Division III World Series through 2018. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.